And now the game where we ask interesting people about things they're not interested in. It's called Not My Job. Laurie Metcalf and her friends Gary Sinise and John Malkovich founded the world-famous Steppenwolf Theater here in Chicago, with whom she won multiple Tony Awards. Then she went out to L.A. to see if she can get a job and was immediately cast in the hit sitcom Roseanne, for which she won Emmys. And her first movie in a decade, Lady Bird, got her an Academy Award nomination. We don't know how she does it, but maybe by the end of this segment, she'll have a Nobel. Laurie Metcalf, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So I wanted to delve into your origin story. You were a nice young girl from Carbondale, Illinois, and you were working as like a secretary for like some small amount of money when you helped found Steppenwolf?
Yes, we all had to have day jobs, and so I could type like a whiz, and so I was always a secretary, and it was a big change for us when we became... popular enough that we could all, like, drop our day jobs and join Equity and make our living that way.
Now, Steppenwolf, as people who may not know, is still going strong here in Chicago, producing shows that go around the world. But what was it like then? You guys were doing shows in like, a church basement? Is that the story?
Well, we were a little band of actors. There were only about seven of us. We sold tickets in the basement for $3, and if you were not in the show, you had to... clean the bathroom for the patrons. So it was always, and plus nobody ever wanted to direct the show. That was the worst job ever, because that meant you couldn't be on stage.
Oh, really? So everybody wanted to be on stage emoting.
Yes.
Wait, you had to clean the bath? Are you sure this wasn't Scientology?
No.
And then you went to New York and you got some attention there. And finally, I'm told you went out to LA and like Roseanne was the first audition you did.
Yeah, it was the one and first and only audition I had. I had given myself 2 weeks to go to L.A. to see if I could maybe get a movie. So I went in, and they didn't even have the sides for my character, for Jackie. They hadn't written the pilot yet, so I read some Roseanne sides, and then I got to meet her, and then I got offered the job. So it all fell together just... I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it turns out this acting thing is really kind of easy. Who knew? So, and of course, Roseanne is in the news because you're back. You have revived this. How long has it been since the original show went off the air? 20 years?
It's been 20 years since it went off the air, and I'm horrified to say that it's been 30 years since we did the original pilot.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm sure, given the huge success of the premiere, Donald Trump called you to congratulate you, too, right?
I did not get a phone call.
You did not get a phone call, no.
Or maybe I had my phone turned off.
Who knows? So the other thing that's been in the news is, Roseanne, the titular star there, has made some news. I'm just going to be blunt. She seems a little nuts. Is she, in fact...
She does. She does not seem nuts on the set.
Yes.
And I don't know how much of it is to stir the pot, but I will say that the on the set, everything's really professional.
Right. Peter, are you trying to have her counteract her luck with have her talk herself out of the job?
Exactly. Everything was going so great, and then she dished about Roseanne on public radio, and that was the end of it. You were just in this movie, Lady Bird, which I believe you got nominated for an Oscar, which is pretty awesome. Yes, everybody loves Lady Bird. This is Greta Gerwig's movie. We understand this is the first time you got to go to the Oscars.
Oh, hell yes.
I have been told that if you get nominated for an Oscar, especially if a prominent one like you did, like you are deluged with people who want to give you things to wear, like dresses and jewelry or whatever it may be.
It was a blur. Look, I was in New York doing a play, so I had to get up really early on Monday, which was the day it was held, which is our day off,
yes.
And fly, you know, to the ceremony, get ready really fast, go to the ceremony, hit the sack, and then turn around and come back the next day to do the play again.
Lady Bird was the first movie you did in a good long time, like 8 or 9 years, right?
Yeah, at least a decade. And before that, I hadn't done one in another decade, I don't think. Well, I've only done a handful.
So now that you've done a movie and gotten an Oscar nomination, are you like going to do more?
I haven't heard of any.
Really?
Lori, have you ever failed at anything?
Well, you know...
Say yes, because we're all vaguely annoyed with you right now.
Look, I have to say, honestly, I have had a hell of a last couple of years.
Well, Laurie Metcalf, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Three Short Men.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that was the intent. Because, of course, you were starring in Three Tall Women on Broadway, so naturally we thought we'd ask you about the polar opposite, answer three questions about three short men. You'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they like on their voicemail. Bill, who is Lori Metcalf playing for?
Story Garvey of Medford, New Jersey.
Story Garvey. All right, first question. At 5'7", Tom Cruise is somewhat short for a Hollywood leading man, which probably worked to his advantage when he did what? A, invited his celebrity friends to his mansion for a giant game of hide-and-seek. B, avoided paparazzi when he goes out by hiding in a suitcase carried by his bodyguard. Or C, once ordered a $17,000 antique chest of drawers to sleep in.
Oh, dear God. What the hell could it possibly be? I can't even imagine. One of them is really real?
One of them is real, yes. He invited
this.
A, you're going to go for A?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he did. He invited
all the
celebrity friends. This is according to Leah Remini, says that he invited all these famous people over. Let's play hide and seek. And she wouldn't do it. Next question. Charlie Chaplin, known as the Little Tramp. He was quite short at 5'5". And that might have saved his life once when what happened? A, he survived a car crash because he was strapped into a reverse-facing car seat. B, he hid from some angry Nazis who were mad about the movie The Great Dictator by hiding behind a potted plant. Or C, William Randolph Hearst, angry about Chaplin's affair with his mistress, tried to shoot him, missed, and hit somebody else.
Well, I'll go with C.
Yes, you're right. It was C. The incident was one of the great mysteries of Hollywood. Why would Hearst kill a man he didn't know? One theory, he was shooting at Chaplin and missed high.
Huh. Wow.
I feel like they can't prosecute you if you tried to kill Chaplin and it ends up in hilarious slapstick murder.
It's true. Last question. A short man named Pete Conrad made his mark on history. What was he known for? A, as a seventh grader, he stole classmate Randy Newman's girlfriend and inspired the song Short People. B, after Conrad had an accident on a roller coaster, theme parks were forced to put up signs saying you must be this tall to ride, which of course he wasn't. Or C, he was the third man to walk on the moon, and when he did, he said, whoopee, that may have been a small step for Neil, but it was a long one for me.
Well, I guess I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B, that he's the guy who we have to like be as tall as this to ride on a roller coaster?
Yeah.
There has to be somebody. But it wasn't him. He was the guy who went on the moon.
No.
Yes, he was the third man to walk on the moon, a very short guy, and that was his line. Can you imagine? He must have practiced it for months.
No way.
And small now,
step for
finally,
Neil, big
infamy.
Step for me. Small step for Neil, big step for me. Bill, how did Lori Metcalf do in our quiz?
Lori, you still got 2 out of 3, and that's a win.
Congratulations, Lori.
Thank you.
Add this to your shelf. Lori Metcalf is one of the stars of Roseanne on ABC, and she's one of the three tall women in Edward Albee's Three Tall Women, running now on Broadway. Lori Metcalf, thank you so much for joining us today. What a delight to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.